This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Run away. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. A big, beautiful, bright, sunny day. And it's Friday.
Leave it to you to be out in front of all the news agencies. I'm now just seeing the Spielberg story you told us about yesterday, where his daughter has become a sex worker.
I wonder if it was like a matter of debate in actual news outlets where they're like, do we report this? I don't know. I was like, oh, I'm reporting that. That's good. That's solid trash right there. Everyone else was like, I don't know. It's Spielberg.
Yikes.
Yeah. What's her name? Sugar Star. Michaela.
Michaela is her actual name. Yeah.
Sugar Star.
Crunch.
Yeah, Steve, in case you didn't hear the story yesterday, Steven Spielberg's daughter, who is, I don't know, mid-20s or something, she is starting a solo porn endeavor. I don't know what to call it, a trip. And she's only going to do solo porn because, you know, out of her respect for her 47-year-old boyfriend. Solid story.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the source was on that yesterday. Was that TMZ?
Yeah, it was TMZ yesterday.
Yeah, so TMZ scooped everybody.
Now
let's see who you scoop. You ready for some news?
Yes. Thank you for saving me. I was going to just walk right into it. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone.
Oh, All Natural Stone. They did a beautiful job at your house,
they
huh?
They sure did. All Natural Stone is amazing. Visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms. They've got it all.
They do.
I mean all of it.
All of it.
Like all the tiles, yeah. All the colors, yeah. All the countertops, all the colors. Mm. It's incredible. They're in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin!
It took us like a year to figure out that we could just put Dublin at the end if we wanted to.
In fact, it's not even written that way. I just did it.
It's amazing how you were able to pull that off on the fly.
Just improvised it for you. Yeah. Hey, speaking of improv, do we have a movies reviews today?
Not this week. There were just no big movies this week, so we decided. He was like, I could do, you know, top
a
five
dog
movies about
movie.
Dogs. Like, no, thanks.
Right.
Nope.
We can just not. Anyway, allnaturalstone.com is where you can go to get a look and then, you know, go visit them, one of their showrooms. Mm-hmm. That's what we did.
Must have been fun, too. I love looking through stuff like that. God, I could spend all day in a tile store.
The tile itself, they've got so much that you could truly spend all day there.
Yep. Gets so overwhelming, actually. Sometimes you have to take a break from it and then try to, like, you go home and you try to remember which ones are really sticking in your head. Then you can narrow
Bring
it
down. Bring your phone.
Yes,
take
picture.
Pictures.
Yeah.
Here are five common habits that could make you sick.
All right.
You want to be sick?
No.
Then don't bite your nails. Putting your fingers in your mouth and biting your nails is unsanitary and can expose you to all kinds of bacteria, viruses, and infections.
Nah, you'll be all right. Don't worry
about it. I chewed my nails when I was a kid.
Really?
And I got it from my dad.
Huh.
He did it.
Yeah.
And then I just quit.
Yep.
Which is weird because it is one of those habits. You see people, it follows them through their whole life.
Yeah. I have a close friend who is just OCD about it. Like, only has the slightest bloody nub at the base of each finger. It's like, you're a 50-year-old person. Like, stop it. You've got to stop. It's just,
right.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And some people are absolutely powerless to stop it. It's a total affliction.
Right. Eating at your desk. You're typing on a keyboard that's most likely covered in germs and then putting food in your mouth. It's not a good combo.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about it. That also sounds like something that's not a problem.
This one should be obvious. Smoking. These are five common habits that can make you sick. Smoking.
It's a terrible, terrible habit.
The cancer risk alone should be enough, but smoking can decrease your immune function, making you more likely to catch the flu, a cold, and pneumonia.
Well, when you do catch a cold and you are a smoker, that cold is not over in 5 days. That cold is over when your lungs are done coughing. I mean, it can start up a lifelong cough. It's horrible.
I remember being in, I mean, this was high school and beyond. I would be sick, and I would still be on the side yard trying to figure out how to get hits of a cigarette.
So dumb.
In between coughing.
Right. Awful.
So ridiculous.
I remember when I smoked cigarettes, and listen, I am still nicotine's bitch. I do use an e-cig. But when I used to actually smoke, there was never a morning where I didn't wake up and cough for 3 to 5 minutes. You just cough every morning. Horrible. Horrible habit.
These are common habits that could make you sick. Not changing your sheets. Dust mites love your nice warm bed as much as you do. Mm. So change your sheets.
Thank God that the people in my life have someone to change their sheets for them. Vinny changes the sheets at his house.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You bet I do.
Yeah. It never occurred to me as a kid. I just don't. I mean, I'm sure my mom did.
You don't think she did?
I don't know. I don't remember that. But I'm a kid. What am I paying attention to? I'm not paying attention to that. I don't know.
I know my mom did. And so I'm guessing your mom's the smartest mom in the world.
How so?
She says so all the time when she texts you.
Oh, yeah, that is true. That's true, right.
So I'm going to guess that she knew not to let the bed sheets just sit there and rot around you.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were kids. I remember one summer I didn't brush my hair the whole summer long and only bathed in the pond. I mean, I don't know. It seemed like she was always taking a nap. Sorry, hon.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know. Well, those are the old days. We were wild kids, you know. Lived out in the country. She was like, what could happen to him? Get out. Go. Here's a leaky rowboat and a pond. Go. Have fun.
A leaky rowboat and a pond.
Yeah.
And that was what you did that summer.
Well, all the summers, yeah. We lived on a pond. Right. A big pond, you know, like, I don't know that it would approach the lake, so you could see the edges of it all the way around. It was maybe a mile and a half wide and a mile and a half long.
Weird that Oakland
Dangerous,
University
though.
Is in Michigan, but it is.
And Say that again?
Weird that Oakland University is in Michigan.
Is there an Oakland, Michigan?
There must be.
Right.
But nobody knows it.
No.
Everybody knows that one, though.
Sure.
I just pointed.
O-Town.
Anyway.
Or is
they
that
found...
Orlando? Isn't O-Town Orlando? Isn't there a band called O-Town?
There is.
I believe they call it The Town.
The Town. Oak Town? Or no?
The Town, yeah.
Just The Town. Never Oak anything.
Where is O-Town? But O-Town is a band. You're right.
I think they're from Orlando.
I don't know anything about any of what you're talking
anyway,
about. Back
we're
to
not
my
talking
story.
About our Oakland. We're talking about Oakland University.
They found the most common reasons married couples fight. Here are some of them.
All right.
The top 10 are not showing enough affection, lack of communication, someone not paying enough attention to the other, not feeling appreciated.
Boy, these are themed.
They are very much so. Jealousy, talking to an ex, being possessive, past relationships, and whose friends you're spending more time with.
Huh. No chores, no money.
Down the list.
Okay.
At 12 was chores. Frequency of sex came in at number 17.
Oh, that actually seems low.
How is that at 17?
I don't know.
That seems to be the pretty common married guy grind.
Yeah. Or at least one of the people in the relationship.
Sure.
I hear there are girls who are into it. Happy Friday, everybody. Today's my day. I'm totally into it.
You used to be into it.
I'm totally into it.
No, but I mean
I joke about it. Well, sure. I mean, listen, you know, I was young.
So you were young and into it. Now
I'm
you're just
still totally into it. I think he's great. I'm into him. I'll do stuff with him. Anything he wants.
Someone spending too much money came in at 30 on the list of arguments.
God. Those are all like top 10 arguments. Those are all top 10. The stuff in the 10 things in the top are all one thing.
Yeah, all that.
Wah, love me like you used to.
Right.
Okay, put out more. See, that's what it is. You got to put out, and you get love all the time. Anything you want, ladies, put out, you get it.
It is really surprising how
much of a sucker guys are. I agree. It's crazy. You can really work that.
Much more into it we get when that's been removed from our list of worries.
Yeah. It's the honey-do list. Just if you do something real nice for your honey and then hand him the honey-do list, he's way less likely to rip it up in your face and close the door.
You're so lame. You'll never let go of that.
Well, it's one of my favorite things. So.
Is it?
Don't try to make me get rid of my favorite things. You're trying to control me? We hanging out with your favorite things more than my favorite things?
Let me mention this real quick, because Santa Cruz apparently has one of the best brews in the world.
I'm ready. Tell me.
They say here, Capitola's... Somebody help me out. First of all, I don't drink beer anymore, and when I did, none of these micro craft breweries were around.
All right.
Sante Adarius Rustic Ales. It's a tiny craft brewery specializing in mixed fermentation. They've been voted into the top 10 ranking for the best breweries in the world.
Wow. That's astounding.
They're at number 9 for the best brewery in
this
the world.
This is great news for Sante Antagonisto.
Sante Adarius,
right.
Rustic Ales.
Because now someone's going to come and buy them. And those people are going to be like, well, now we start another one.
They say here that they've been ranked in the top 10 for years.
Wow.
So they're known for being among the
best. So they're not
best.
Selling. They're just like,
well,
come and get
maybe
it.
Maybe they just haven't gotten the offer, the one offer,
right.
the one.
Yep.
Anyway.
Boy, that picture of that beer looks, it's in a wine glass.
Here you go.
Looks,
maybe you can say that
delicious.
Word better than I can.
It sounded, sure, Sante Adarius.
Is that it?
It's, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know how to pronounce it. But boy, it does look crisp. Look at that. Oh, it looks so good.
Well, you're going to have some soon, right?
No, I can't have beer. Well, I can, but I don't want Michelob Ultra.
What do you mean you can't have beer? Oh, because of this carb thing?
Yeah. Well, I can, but I can have like one. Let's go vodka soda. Don't worry about me. I'll take care of everything.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I got this.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Do you regret buying your house?
No.
According to a new survey, 15% of Americans who own a home say they now regret buying it.
Why is that?
Often the reason is you got something that was too small.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller it is, the more likely you are to regret it. They also say that oftentimes people ended up having to take a second job in order to pay for the home, and that's also why they regret it, because
right.
they never get to be in it.
Right. Only sleep in it. See it only in the dark as they're leaving and coming home from work. Do you regret buying your home?
Me?
Bryn, yes?
I don't, but I do want a bigger house now. It's like you fill it up as soon as you move in.
I know.
You know? And that kid is just like everything.
It's
everywhere.
It's one kid.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I can't imagine your house, but I think you have more room than I do.
The thing that's weird, well, I shouldn't get into that.
Get
right?
into it.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed is that, like, first of all, they set up and they play, and that's the, and then you're just all, okay, this room's ruined. For some reason, the carrying blankets around and using them either to make forts or just to be covered by a blanket, they will drag that dirty thing all over the floor, everywhere they go.
Picking up all the new dirt.
Covered in it while they're eating, and then drag it back to the couch with them. And I just look at it.
It's good for their immune system.
It's not good for anybody.
It is. It's good.
And then I look at that dirty thing and go, well, I'm not using that. Gross.
Well, yeah. You got to wash your blankies. Mm. Do either of them have like a security blanket or
no.
an animal or something?
They're just, they're dragging any blanket,
any blanket
they can find.
Any blanket they can find, yeah.
Because they want to be cozy,
yeah.
like mama.
Sure. Coziness is
There's
important.
A big debate on Reddit right now over this question.
All right. Is this the one you teased
yeah.
me with? Okay.
Would you take a 50-50 shot where you get either $5 million or die?
No.
$5 million.
Well, what's the shot? What do I
That's the
do?
Thing. There's no like, well, what, I mean, I...
Would I roll the dice for $5 million, but if I don't get it... Well, how do I die? Is it really quick? Do I just blink out of existence?
Sure.
Or is it like a tortured... I don't know. No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do it either. It doesn't... If it was something like I can do and I like my chances,
right,
then I'd say sure. But I guess if it's just a 50-50 shot, a chance thing, nah, I'm not doing that. Life's way better than not having life.
Right. I mean, if I was 80, I might do it. You know. Be nice for my family, right?
They say the best response from someone who'd take the 50-50 shot is, quote, either way, I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Oh, that's interesting.
They get $5 million or they're killed.
They're just done. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it depends. Maybe if your life really sucks, you'd be like, all right, I'll do it. I was thinking about doing it anyway, so. My life sucks.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, it's nice. You guys are funny.
Good morning, morning show. I used to have the biggest crush on Vinny, and then I heard your Valentine's Day episode where Vinny's kids were in the background screaming, and now I just appreciate his humor. Have a good weekend. Antoinette. Isn't that nice?
Daddy's a loser, kids. Be quiet. He's trying to tell me something.
Wow.
Play that. Play me a little bit of that.
Hello, morning show friends. Can you please wish my sweet daughter Olive a happy 9th birthday? She's been listening her entire life.
Olive is such a cute name.
It is.
Happy birthday, Olive. 9 years old. And good on your parents raising up the next generation. Yeah.
I started
Dallas
a movie
listeners.
Called Olive. I haven't seen it yet,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Weird.
I've seen it.
Oh, you did?
Well, I didn't see it. I haven't seen it in like 6 or 7 years since before Dolly Parton was in it. And it just keeps changing all the time. Remember we used to make a joke that we're like, that came out 10 years ago. And now it really did come out 10 years ago. And by come out, I mean it never came out.
Right.
It's been sitting there for over 10 years even.
Baby teeth solution. Good morning, Vinny, my friend. Use a Kleenex tissue. I always told my children it was the magic tissue because it would dry your tooth.
Oh, and then
it would allow you to get a grip.
Oh, try that.
I'm going to try it. Yeah. Here's another one. My daughter had the same problem, Vin. Her permanent teeth come in before the babies fall out. I used to use one of those plastic flossers to get under the...
Oh.
I am yanking out that tooth. Yeah. At least one. I'm coming back here with a tooth on Monday. Is that gross? All right, I won't
do that. It's okay. You can do it.
Well, you just made a weird face.
I don't know. You might lose it. You don't want to lose it.
What? Why...
Are you going to put it in like plastic or something? How are you going to transport this tooth?
What am I going to do with it after I've shown it to everyone?
Put it in the box with all the other teeth. Isn't that what
I was going to do this.
I have all my... Oh, my God. No, you were. It's one of her baby teeth. Sometimes I take my kids' baby teeth and I just set them all out. Like
nobody wants those.
I want them.
You don't want them.
I want them.
I don't want them.
Well, I don't want your kids. I just want my kids.
Right. Well, I'll bring mine in to show proof that I did my job. I accomplished my goal.
Take a picture. Put it on Instagram. That's where life is now, Vinny.
And then it's going over my shoulder.
Stop it. Put it in a little baggie. Maybe she'll want them someday. Maybe like
she doesn't
or
want
something. You don't know. Put it in a mosaic. You should tuck all her teeth. You're gonna if you regrout some parts of your thing, you stick a little tooth in there. You just look, your baby tooth's in the ground.
Oh, now you're making a lot of sense.
I know. Thank you. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.